Hello and welcome back to the No More Trauma podcast. My name is Tanya, trauma survivor, a certified coach, yoga teacher and therapist, and wellness facilitator. My mission is to provide healing, mental health tips, and inspiration for living a trauma-free lifestyle. You can find this podcast on Apple, SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Hello and happy April. Oh my gosh, one of my absolute favorite months because there's so many blooms blooming. If you follow me on my social platform, az.nomoretrauma, you know I have a thing for all of the blooms. And who doesn't, right? They're really nice to look at and smell and decorate your space. To give to a family or friend. Oh my gosh, even the furry friends stop to smell the flowers. But not only just the flowers blooming, this is a time for new ideas, for seeing new sights, for going to new places, meeting new faces, trying new things, and all spirit of change. Woo. Change can be a really tough experience for some, not all. And so, there is this I like to call blind faith in the spirit of change, and learning to adapt and learning so much about yourself and the things that can be that you may resist, right? Or the things that feel a little uncomfortable, and we get to see how do we respond and react to those things. So speaking of change, I wanted to talk about, I figured this would be a good topic for this month. So we're working our way into the topic of addiction or behavioral change, right? And so we're looking at the trans theoretical model, right? So it's a tool that's used in some of like 12-step programs or in specific therapy sessions. And I wanted to look at this and kind of just introduce it to anyone who may not be familiar with it. And so I like to use it even when it brings me to the idea of Pratipaksha-bhavana. I know this isn't my yoga therapy series, but it is a tool that I find it closely related, right? So looking at that idea of change and polarities. So if we look at some, addiction or behavioral change, let's bring in something as an example. That would be like, say, poor eating habits, substances, and other addictive behaviors. So I want to go over those five stages and what those look like, just to give you some context, and maybe you can use this tool. I'll put the information in the notes so that way you'll have it. I'll put a link there if you'd like to get a visual of it. And so let's talk about the five stages. And again, I'm giving you examples. So number one is the pre-contemplation stage. So if we look at poor eating habits, right? So maybe this is a person that has an idea, however, have not thought about the long-term impact. So we're pre-contemplating, we're thinking about it, right? So if we have those poor eating habits and we're, the idea comes to us, and maybe we say, maybe, it's just a thought, but we haven't thought about, what would happen in 3 months, what would happen in 6 months. So we're still engaging in, whatever that poor eating habit is. So maybe it's, our thing is ice cream, and we're kind of eating it breakfast, or eating it, we buy another pint or tub or gallon of that ice cream, and we're having it throughout, the rest of our days, and we're not, we're not paying attention to the serving size, and we're just really just eating it with no constrictive behavior, right? So mindless, I'll use that. So mindless, not mindful, but mindless behavior, right? And so it's just a thought, right? And we go, maybe if I, was to give this up, maybe I'll see some change. Who knows, right? It's just a, kind of thinking of the idea, right? And so we haven't made action. And again, no long-term impact. And so when we think about the second stage, that's the contemplation stage, right? So there's small awareness, and we start to weigh out the pros and cons, and we begin to self-evaluate, right? So this is, so if we're still looking at the poor eating habits or maybe illegal substances, right? And so we have a small awareness as to how it can be impacting us. So if we're eating this ice cream and we say, I know this may not be good for me. I know that, I could probably be adding in some fruits and veggies, or maybe, because if I were to change this behavior, I could possibly start to, have a better sleep schedule, right? I could probably be more active, right? So may not, just sitting at home eating this ice cream. I could probably get outside and maybe be active a bit, right? Maybe I'm, not, maybe my health will, be impacted. Maybe I'll start to feel strong. Maybe I'll start to feel more motivated. So we're starting to contemplate how, if we were to shift the idea, maybe something, we may see some other benefit. Okay. So we're weighing out the pros and cons. Maybe we're creating a blueprint. Okay. And then the next step, the next stage, right, in this changing of the behavior, maybe there's preparation, right? So how committed I may be to this success of letting go this cookies and cream ice cream. Am I doing this podcast for me? No. Listen. There is side note, Via Láctea. It's an ice cream shop that I am just, I get my helado. That's ice cream in Spanish. And I get this pints. And let me tell you, oh, the caramel pecans. Oh my goodness, with the brown sugar, you can taste the butter and the coconut milk. It's so good. So good. So I was in my trying to think what stage I was in when I was saying, you gotta let it go. I was in this stage, the pre-preparation, saying, you can really get out in nature if you just put the spoon down. Just making light of it all. But how successful, right? Maybe again, it's the researching in the light bulb, right? We're starting to that light bulb starting to brighten up, right? And we start to even discover if we have a support system. We may, in this stage, we may share with someone, hey, I'm really struggling with this, and I'm a gamer, and I sit and I play games all day, but I'm not able to, do some of the other things that I've been looking to do. And so now I'm considering, maybe only spending like 30 minutes a day, right? So we're out of that contemplation stage of weighing out the pros and cons and knowing that we can probably have more healthy relationships, okay? And now we started to brainstorm, and maybe we start to bring up the idea to a friend, right? Or a family member. I think I need to let go this behavior, right? Whatever that behavior is. And I'm thinking, I may cut back. I may scoop one scoop of ice cream and put the rest back. Or maybe, I'm only going to play the game on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now look, I have more time. What do you think about that? Right? And we start to see who's supporting us on this idea. Does it start to motivate us even more to be committed? Okay. So the preparation stage, I like to say, is the most critical stage, right? Because now, and why is that, Tanya? Now we get to put it into action, into movement. Okay. The asana. If you think about yoga, this is the asana. This is the part where you get on the mat. And so this stage is where we begin to continue communicating with our support system. And it's the counter conditioning action with substitutes, right? Of these healthy alternatives for the unhealthy behaviors. Okay. So this is where we start to see that change and increase the, when we see the change, we start to also increase the reward for the positive behavior, right? So if I'm saying, wow, if I, went to my favorite Via Láctea, right? And picked up my praline ice cream. Oh, so good. And I decided to pick up some little small bowls, right? These little cute little small bowls. And I took one scoop and placed it in that bowl instead of eating from the container. And place the container in the freezer. And then I'm saying, hey, I got my ice cream, right? I had an opportunity to enjoy it, right? I've had more opportunity to spend outside, right? Or, whatever that other thing that I can substitute, maybe more time on the mat, right? Maybe more time doing other research, right? And so I start to see how my schedule change, right? Or maybe I start to see a difference in, the way a certain, pair of jeans fit, whatever that looks like, right? And so, or even going back to the video game, right? We start to pick up a new hobby on those Tuesdays and Thursdays, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? Whatever time that we decided to replace, we meet new people, okay? We gain new friends, right? And then we start to notice, wow, this change is working, right? I'm starting to notice something different. And so that is when the next step is even more critical, right? Because the action is ongoing, right? So maybe on the mat, that flow is continuous, and we're starting to see the results of our practice, maybe more relaxed, maybe less reactive, right? The ability to regulate our emotions. And then the next step is the maintaining of it all, right? So it's reinforcing the ongoing action and the stimuli that reminds us of this changed behavior. Okay. And so we would want to keep this maintained, right? Because before it reaches a lifestyle change, you would want to have created this new changed behavior or action for at least a minimum of 6 months or more. Then it is considered a new changed behavior, right? So what is that reinforcement, right? It's now being able to add in other bright foods, right? And vegetables, right? You know, a complete change of the diet and being more receptive to that changed behavior of only that one scoop and being satisfied. Maybe, you know, it's the being satisfied, you know, with the game, you know, that time that we spend playing the video game and continuing to substitute, you know, those other positive reinforcements and creating, you know, a support system that also remind us of this changed behavior. Ooh, so good. So making those changes and creating a lifestyle. So good. So I have a special treat for this particular podcast. There is a book that I reach for. It's called Flower Therapy. And since it is spring, I figure I can read us a little message from the book as a little inspiration. So, all right. So our flower are the sward lilies. Oh, what a great flower for spring. This book is amazing. Okay. Sward lily. So the energetic properties of this flower is raising your energy, increasing happiness, releasing depression, and removing grief and healing any sort of heartache. So the healing disc, or actually I'll just read the message. It says, "I'll lift your spirits in the blink of an eye. Please don't listen to the thoughts that tell you enormous amount of work are ahead. Those voices are the lower vibrations of the ego. I'll help you release them so you can realize the true joy within you right now. You'll feel happy and well again soon. We merely need to peel away the layers of heavy energy that sound you. This is a simple and easy process, and you'll instantly feel a shift within your body and mind. Enjoy the lightness that I bring. You'll soon forget about those troubling times and emotions and remember your true state of happiness from this moment on." How lovely. I hope you enjoyed that little message. I'll put the title of the book down to the bottom. So maybe that resonated with someone out there that is listening to this podcast. Ah, happy spring. The month of change and new beginnings. Feel free in the comments to list any changes that you're embarking. I would love to know. Thank you for joining me here on the podcast. Remember to live abundantly, love your authenticity, and radiate organic happiness. But most importantly, live a life of no more trauma. I look forward to seeing you back, and I'm so happy that you've subscribed if you have. Feel free to leave a comment. See you soon. Bye.